talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, which is coming up Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, at the brand new Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, and we'll be talking with Andrew Magali and Corey Brumbelow. We're very proud to have Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show. We'll also be talking with Clay Culver with KBRS Microfactory, remodeler Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling, and also Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Well, we're very excited. We're only a few weeks away from the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, happening Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st. And a lot of exciting things happening with that. We will be lining the concourse of Volvo Car Stadium with almost 100 local A-list contractors that will be on display. We're going to have food trucks also there serving lunchtime. We've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And if you haven't bought your tickets for that, tickets are only $20 per person, and you get to walk through 6 different private residences on Daniel Island, all custom-built homes. It's a great opportunity to get ideas and inspiration for your own home. And then come on back to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which has free admission, free parking, and talk to the almost 100 local vendors that can help you make your home the best it can after seeing those beautiful homes on Daniel Island. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, located at 7110 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. And we're very proud to have Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, coming up Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st. And now we're talking with Andrew Magali and Corey Brumbelow with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you guys doing?
Doing very well.
Doing good, thanks.
Good. Corey and Andrew, take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
Okay, so we're located in between Trident Tech and Hilltire up in North Charleston. So our physical address is 7110 Rivers Avenue. Mm-hmm. And we've been there for about 2 years now. And great location, easy to get to, and we have a great showroom there. Mm-hmm. And so we're part of the Southern Industries, mm-hmm. and so there's quite a few of us around, and let Corey kind of explain how we came to be.
Yeah, so we did start out as a company called Southern Siding in the 60s. Over the years, we've really evolved into a remodeling company that, of course, focuses on maintenance-free products and energy-efficient ones. We do have 15 offices here in the Southeast, including our home base in Augusta, Georgia. We do a lot of jobs down here. I think we've done a little over 45,000. We have 45,000 customers. We've done over 60,000 jobs for those folks. So we are real big on homeowners having us out more than once, not just kind of doing one job for you.
Gotcha. Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, you folks have been in Charleston. You've been around since the 60s, but you've been in Charleston for about a year now. Tell our listeners the different places around the house that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern can help them, because it's not just you folks have got more products and services than just helping people with their gutters, correct?
Right. So first and foremost, we do gutters. That's in our name. So we do gutters, siding, windows. We also deal with E-Shield, which helps in your attic, help keeping the attic cooler so you guys have better heating bills and then cooling bills. And then also we just started and launched into helping everyone out with their wet area, dealing with their baths. Mm-hmm. So we just started doing that, and it's been really, really good and working well for a lot of people here in Charleston.
All right. Well, let's talk for a second about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, the gutters themselves. What makes these the Ultimate Gutter Guards unique?
Well, really the thought behind the gutter guard system itself is it was really engineered after all previous gutter systems that were out there that failed, and they really kind of tackled that by, it's a system that is fascia mounted. It's a self-flushing system. It is seamless, and not only does it look good on the home, but it also protects the fascia board back behind it, which is lot different than other systems.
Mm-hmm. Do the Ultimate Gutter Guard system, does it differ from like a normal open trough type gutter?
Correct. Yes. So it is actually a two-piece system. It is a patented design. It's exclusive to us. It does differ in a couple different ways. It has a higher backsplash than your traditional gutter system, as well as the contoured hood that gives us the surface tension for the water to actually make it into the gutter. It is a larger as well than your traditional gutter system, as well as, parts like our corners. They are custom made. They're not prefabbed like you would traditionally get.
Gotcha. How often will a homeowner have to get up on a ladder to clean the Ultimate Gutter Guard gutters?
That's a great question. Never. So it is backed by a lifetime no clog warranty. Maintenance is pretty much obsolete with the gutter systems.
So it's not a mesh that goes over the gutters that could trap pine straw and leaves and debris and stuff like that?
Correct. Yeah. We've installed a little over 22,000 of these systems here in the Southeast over our years. And it's not a mesh system. It's not a screen or anything like that. It is a metal topped system. And it's different than, your helmets and toppers that go underneath shingles and things like that. So it's kind of like an all-inclusive custom system for your home.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess the nice thing is once you get these Ultimate Gutter Guard gutters put up, that's one less thing that you ever have to worry about. It's really a no-maintenance type system then.
Right.
Correct, yeah. You can put the ladder and use it for something else for
right.
sure.
And that's something every homeowner is looking to do as little maintenance around the house as possible with, and still they want their, they want the upkeep of their house to be at top notch as well.
Without a doubt, yeah, definitely.
Good deal. So Ultimate Gutter Guard, you folks can help homeowners with these particular gutters that will assist homeowners. They'll never have to climb a ladder again to clean those gutters out. Talk about inside the house. You mentioned wet solutions, meaning things remodeling in the bathroom. Talk about Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern and what you folks can help homeowners with there.
Okay, so Ultimate Bath Solution is really just an umbrella of our company. And it's just a little bit different, but we like to help people in the wet area. So what that means is kind of a tub to shower conversion, and we just will go in and help people design what they want. And I'll let Corey kind of explain a little bit more about kind of what he does.
Yeah, so, you know, down here in the Charleston area, of course, the tub to shower conversions have been very, very popular. As far as what we do, really we come out and assess what you have. Everything is custom made for what you want, all right? So it's nothing, it's not prefabricated, you know, materials or anything. So the whole process is we come in, you know, kind of ask you what you're looking for, what you'd like to accomplish. We take our measurements, and then we actually build a bathroom with you in your home by using our tangible color chips, as well as we do have a computer system that actually helps with a visual aid there. So everything from accessories to doors to really whatever you're looking for, we can definitely help you with that.
So somebody's got a is living in an older house, maybe built in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Their bathtub and surround has got maybe a dated looking tile. It might have a lot of mold and mildew. And will Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern, will you be tearing out all of that tile, or what will Ultimate Bath Solutions be doing?
It's kind of case specific. I mean, it depends on what you have up there and what kind of condition it is in. You know, as far as we do upgrade all of the plumbing while we're in the house, so of course we're going to have to take tile out there. You know, it really depends on what you have in your home and what you're really looking to do, you know, as far as the demo process. But, yes, that is all included from the pan all the way to the ceiling.
What's the what kind of a material, if you're doing like a tub-to-shower conversion, what kind of material does Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern use?
So if you're talking about our walk-in tubs, our walk-in tubs, they are made out of a marine grade fiberglass with also three coats of the gel coating on top of it. Now when you get into our tubs and showers and things like that, we do use a 100% pure virgin acrylic as far as our systems, which is great, you know, from a maintenance free aspect, as well as a beautiful look.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. What's the silver shield that homeowners can look forward to having in an Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern tub to shower conversion?
The silver shield, it's a great system that we have inside of our acrylic. It's actually silver ions that are infused into the acrylic, which does make the surface mold and mildew resistant. So, you know, just like our gutters and just like everything else that we do, the maintenance is pretty much obsolete.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of time frame would a homeowner expect if they hire Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern?
Well, of course, after we you know, consult and get exactly what you want going into your house, we do have to make everything. So, you know, that does take a little bit of time. But, you know, the beauty of our installations is we do – you know, once we get everything in, schedule it with you. Typically, we see anywhere from about a day to a day and a half install. You know, you don't ever really know what you're going to find when you get back behind a bathroom. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so we always like to say maybe a day and a half. But most of them come out to be about a full day's work for sure.
So after you come out to a homeowner's place and you take a look at the bathroom and what the homeowner wants done, how long will they have to wait to actually get a price quote from Ultimate Bath Solutions by Southern?
We give it to them right on the spot. So there is no, you know, going to you know, an office or, you know, a store and picking out stuff, we bring the store pretty much to you, design what you're looking for, and we can give you a price while we're there.
Gotcha. And then just briefly, because we're almost out of time, but you folks can also help homeowners if they had any siding needs and also if they needed any replacement windows. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we do pretty much everything but build you the house. We're real big on upgrading and updating, you know, what you currently have, which is great for the Charleston area because you do have, you know, a lot of older homes, you know, that where the homeowners, they're looking to make it maintenance free or, you know, spruce things up. So, mm-hmm. Yes, definitely we can help you with just about everything.
Good deal. And I loved how you put it, put this at the beginning of the interview. You said that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, you folks provide maintenance-free products. And it sounds like all of these different items are really going to help a homeowner's life, make their lives easier.
Well, yeah, we like to improve the beauty of their house, add some more value to it, of course, and then make it so they don't have to think about their house. Mm-hmm. Once they upgrade it.
How can folks get more information about before we get to that, tell our listeners about the Ugly Gutter Contest that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern is having.
Okay, so this is going to be a great contest. So what we want everyone to do is to go to our Facebook page. So you go to Facebook, and it's Gutters Charleston. And then we want you to post your ugly gutters mm-hmm. on there. And then what we're going to do, because we'll run this contest all the way to the end of the home show, and we'll pick two finalists, and then we'll have you guys vote of who has the ugliest gutters in Charleston. And then they will be the winner, and we will come out and put a gutter system on their house for them.
Wow. Absolutely free?
Absolutely free.
That's great. Well, definitely come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. It's Charleston's only open-air home show, Saturday, April 30th and May 1st. And by the way, Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. So thanks so much to Ultimate Gutter Guard for that. And how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
So a few different ways. You can go to our Facebook page. So Facebook, Gutters Charleston. You can go to our webpage, which is gutterscharleston.com. Or you can just give us a call, 843-405-1158. And that's our main office, and we can get you to the right person so we can come out and see what we can do for you.
And the physical location for Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
We're at 7110 Rivers Avenue, and it's in between Trident Tech and Hill Tire.
Good deal. Right before Ashley Phosphate Road, right?
That is correct.
Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Corey Brumbelow and also Andrew Magali with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. And once again, thanks to Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open air home show, happening Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Clay Culver with KBRS Microfactory. How you doing, Clay?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Clay, tell everybody what KBRS Microfactory is.
KBRS Microfactory is a manufacturing and installation company of really the industry's best and most leak-proof shower system mm-hmm. on the market.
Mm-hmm.
We have been doing showers for the life of the company, 20 plus years, but we also have exterior deck systems. We have patio, full wet room opportunities. Really, we manage water and make sure that it goes in only the one place that you want it to go, and that's down a drain.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Well, today we're gonna concentrate on the KBRS shower system. Correct?
It is. Yes.
Talk about the old way that when someone was renovating their bathroom or building a new house, What is the old or the traditional way of that builders would what they would do in a shower situation, and what is the KBRS way?
Okay, traditional methods for shower construction is what's called a mud bed. For all purposes, it's a bucket of concrete that you shape and form to have the right slope so that water can flow down. For that to work, you have to have a rubber liner underneath that pan so that when the water trickles through, it hits the rubber liner and goes down the drain. So that's a very simplified way to talk about a traditional shower. We've done a ton of research on those showers and another system that's out there, and they are one in the same. We actually have documentation and videos and you name it. A traditional shower pan works exactly like a cesspool in that it allows water to flow through along with sediments and oils and, you know, things from our body as we wash and the dirt that we're washing off, and it actually embeds in that mud bed, creating all types of issues. Our system.
What if you have tile above that concrete that you're talking about?
You know, good question. Most people don't really know, but tile is a porous product. So it actually lets water through. Grout is also porous. So it allows water to go through. And showers were designed to do just that. Mm-hmm. Let water flow through, hit that rubber, and run out. The problem is 4 out of 10 of those are leaking nationwide right at this moment. That's not our, you know, our information. That's as national research has put that out there. Those that have embedded mold and mildew, if you have grout lines that you just cannot keep clean, mold and mildew keeps coming back. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm cleaning it. I know I'm cleaning it. You probably have embedded mold and mildew. And so there are some major issues with that. What we do is very different. We preach a positive side waterproofing instead of that rubber liner that's below a mud bed that allows water through. Our waterproofing is on the surface, mm-hmm. which really alleviates a lot of the issues right off the bat. But beyond that, we manufacture a product that gives a perfect pitch. We can do any shape, any size, any drain location. We joke that we're only limited by geometry. Mm-hmm. So if it lays out, we can make it. Mm-hmm. If you wanted a shower shaped like the peninsula here in Charleston, we would do it. And we put the drain wherever you wanted, we'd shape it, and it'd be fully waterproofed and leakproof.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are taking out that big old garden tub that's in their bathroom and opting for a walk-in shower. So a lot of people are interested in what you're talking about with the KBRS microfactory shower system. What's the cost difference between the old way of doing it and the KBRS microfactory way?
You're getting into a difficult thing to really pinpoint, because for traditional methods, we get pricing that's across the board. You've got guys that are out there putting it in for very cheap, and then you've got guys charging an arm and a leg. If you hit that middle ground, we're pretty darn close. Mm-hmm. On average, we might be 10% more, but I'd really say when you compare all the variables of labor costs, everything else that you have to do for a traditional mud bed, we're probably right on par. And we always tell folks that one of the major differences is, if you've ever heard of a taillight warranty, that's the guy that does work for you, and he says thank you, and you say thank you. You hand him a check or cash, and that's it. We actually give warranties that we present to the end user, that homeowner, on these. So our XP shower system, which is really the best of the best, there is nothing like it. We give a transferable lifetime warranty to the homeowner, and that's warrantied on our labor. So it's an extremely unique scenario within the shower industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I really want our listeners to pay close attention now, because if you are renovating your bathroom or you're building a new house, and when it comes time to address the shower and the showers in your house, there's a chance that your builder may not have ever used the KBRS XP shower system, and so they're going to stick with what's comfortable to them, and they're going to maybe go with the old way of with the mud bath that you were just mentioning, and you know, they may not come right out and say that they fear the unknown, but they may not be comfortable with trying something that's different than what they are what they're used to. So it's up to you, the homeowner, to do your homework, because, you know, 10 years or however long down the road, you may not even, that builder may not even be around for you to call when you realize that you have a leak or there's a problem in your bathroom. So it's upon you to really do your due diligence and find the best system. And if it doesn't cost any more than the traditional way, then why wouldn't you? Clay, talk about what happens, what you've experienced with people who have had the leaks, and what kind of damage that can do to your house.
Well, good grief. We've really tried to, you know, figure out how many subcontractors you call when you have a shower leak. One thing I do know, when someone has a shower leak, they'll do anything that they can possibly do to ensure they never have it again. It's that type of issue. But let's just say that it's on the second floor, which lots of master baths are, which get most use. Oftentimes those masters are above, of course, heated and cooled living space. So we all know water finds a way down.
Mm-hmm.
It's gravity driven. So you're talking about a leak that comes through a ceiling. You're probably talking about trim that needs to be replaced. Certainly the sheetrock guy is going to be involved. You're going to have to paint again. If it made its way to the floors, maybe there's wood floors. Maybe those wood floors got soaked enough where it buckles. So you've got the flooring company to get involved with. You know, heaven forbid it hit the electrical and something happened there. So really it can be a disaster that you just don't want. You know, there's a couple places you just have to do whatever you can. That's your roof and your shower. And your shower actually gets a great deal more water usage than a typical roof does, in the hundreds and hundreds of times more water in your shower than your roof gets.
And it also invites structural damage. Termites are always looking for a water source.
Yeah, it potentially can. We know showers probably better than anybody in the world. We even have researched something we have in the South, which is extremely technical, but it's called vapor drive. And so we in the South have massive swings of temperature from hot to cool. In the summertime, we've got, you know, very, very hot and humid air outside, and we keep our houses very comfortable inside. That air outside, that water moisture tries its best to get into the cool space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a shower on an exterior wall of your house, that vapor drive can come through and actually settle on the backside of your shower. So we see remodels from a failing shower time and time again, that the interior walls are completely clean and look great, but that exterior wall is eaten alive with mm-hmm. mold and mildew.
Mm-hmm.
And so our XP system actually is the only thing like it in the world that manages that moisture. We have we've really thought this out over years and years of experience, but also years and years of input from other people, and it's become a pretty pretty sought after, you know, thing.
And if anybody has ever taken out tile, it's quite a job, and you know, you don't really ever want to do it. It goes back to what you said at the beginning of the interview. Anybody who's ever replaced a shower because of moisture issues or what have you never wants to experience it again.
That's right. We in one of our more kitschy marketing pieces, we have the traditional mud bed. The year that it was invented was the same year of the Hindenburg disaster.
Mm.
And the shower, that mud bed, has caused well more destruction than that Hindenburg disaster ever did.
Mm-hmm.
So we joke about it, but it's true. It's got really a lot of truth to it.
Mm-hmm. How can folks get more information about KBRS Microfactory and the XP shower system?
Well, certainly the first step is website. It's a great informational piece. It's got really, I think, everything that anybody would need to at least find out if it's something they want to go with. And that's just KBRSMicrofactory.com. So that's pretty easy to remember. Next thing would be getting in touch with either one of our local dealers or the Microfactory manager. And his name is Steve Hodge. His information's on the website, and you'll be able to get right to us from there.
And where are some of the local retailers that people could go to?
We've sort of cased the entire area. We really want to do the Charleston market justice,
mm-hmm.
Make it accessible, and really partner with some of the best folks. So Wilson's Carpet has got two locations, Somerville and Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job for us. Buck Lumber's been one of our oldest partners here in the market. They've been on board with us for going on 3 or 4 years now, and they do a great job. Carpet Baggers over in the West Ashley area is one of our newest, but they are going to come out really, really strong for us. And really, we're bringing more on board all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a builder out there listening, and you've got somebody that you work with that you trust, that you know is one of the best, then absolutely suggest it. We're happy to have conversations and see if it's a fit, because we're building partners.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people to sell. We want partners that can grow with us, and we can grow with them.
Right. And Wilson's Carpet Plus and also Carpet Baggers, Carpet to Go, they all sell tile, and I guess that's the tie-in right there, right?
It is. You know, they do really a combination of flooring products. Most of them, if not all of ours, are really, part of the community. That was big to us, was to get partners that were ingrained. They were here.
Mm-hmm.
People knew them. They were involved. They give back. And we want to also do all those things, too.
So, well, they never want that phone call from the homeowner that says, oh, my gosh, I've got this problem. And they might call the person that they bought the tile from.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're going to be. They've got a brick and mortar.
Right.
They have a door someone can go bang on and
right.
demand justice.
Right. You know? Right. So they want to ensure that
that
the homeowner never has that problem.
That's absolutely
so
right.
So it doesn't trickle downward. All right. Well, we have been talking with Clay Culver with KBRS Microfactory. Thanks so much, Clay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Amerisips Homes, and we're very proud to have Amerisips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, coming up April 30th and May 1st at the brand new Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Richard, take a moment and tell everybody about Just Additions and Remodeling.
Well, Just Additions and Remodeling is a full remodeling company. We do everything from A to Z. We've been in business over 30 years. We've got in-house design. We do all our own designs and plans for the customers, and it's always free of charge for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything from kitchen and bathroom remodeling to whole house renovation, and pretty much anything to do with the home we'll handle.
Good deal. So when you were mentioning the design services that Just Additions and Remodeling offers, how does that work? So a homeowner is interested in doing some remodeling on their existing home. How do the design services work at Just Additions and Remodeling?
Well, we offer it free with people who contract with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to design up front, you would pay for it. We would charge you for it. But if you contract with us, we deduct the cost from the contract.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. How, is it like a CAD program, or do, mm-hmm. will the homeowner be able to look at the the design in 3D?
Yep. We do. We have a chief architect. I've been using it for over 15 years. Every year I update to the latest version of it. The 3D drawings that it produces now are so realistic. People are just blown away when we do any kind of a design for them, and then we show them the 3D realistic photos.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like an actual photo of their house with the changes, and it's really a great selling tool for us.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So a homeowner could call Just Additions and Remodeling, meet with you, have you come out to their house, talk with you about the project that they want, and in the course of the homeowner doing their due diligence, they like you, they decide that yes, they want to hire you. At that point, you can do the drawings, the design work for them, and before the you pick up a hammer, the homeowner will be able to see what that addition or what that new kitchen would look like.
Exactly. They'll see the finished product before we even start it. Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Speaking of hiring a remodeler, what advice do you have for homeowners that are considering doing some work on their house and hiring a quality remodeling company?
Mm-hmm. Well, just to do their due diligence and, ask for references, ask for insurance, ask for licensing, ask for bonding. I mean, we have all that. So, I mean, a lot of people are taken by price. You know what I mean? They'll get a few prices, and then all of a sudden the cheap guy will come in, and they jump on it. They jump on it. They don't, they're a little more relaxed because they feel like they're getting a deal, and they don't ask for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, every year we do 3-4 different projects of people that have started projects with other people that they either just didn't finish the work or did the work shoddy workmanship. And we hear it all the time, same thing. Well, they were cheaper and blah, 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 and that's why we hired them, you know what I mean? But, I tell everybody in this business, you get what you pay for.
Sure.
And you really do.
Homeowners are eternal optimists when mm-hmm. it comes to what they think will happen with a project on their house, and they just want to believe that it's going to be perfect. They want to believe that the person that gave them that cheap bid is that they're really going to get something for nothing, that
mm-hmm.
that somehow, even though that bid was less than the other company, that they're still going to get the same quality for the cheaper price.
Right.
And then they get into the project, and then they're just wishing that they hadn't hired that contractor.
Right. Exactly. It happens more often than you know.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, it happens on a daily basis. But, we just try to, we're very professional. We look professional. We act professional. We promote our company all the time, and we're out there trying to get the customer that kind of knows better,
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That wants a good company, that wants good quality workmanship, and wants to pay for it too. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it all goes together.
I think I call it the HGTV mentality, where in a course of 30 minutes. The house goes from start to finish, and that's what people would love. They mm-hmm. want to just snap their fingers and then boom, they've got that brand new remodeled house. And I always try to tell homeowners to slow down, do your due diligence, do your homework up front. Would you have any problem, Richard, if someone said, I'm thinking about hiring you, Richard, could you give me a few names of customers that you've worked with in the past 12 months, so that you're not just cherry picking these people, these happy mm-hmm. customers? Give me a list of customers that you've done work for in the past 12 months, and would you mind if I called them? Would that upset you at all?
Not at all. I mean, we do that. I mean, I have a list of references, and I update it every 6 months with the latest jobs, and we hand that out to the customers when we give bids, when we give our, you know, estimates to them. So with telephone numbers, they can call them. And, you know, they're free to, you know, ask the customers if they can go see the work. And you know, most of them are happy to show off our work.
Mm-hmm. You know? What are you finding customers asking Just Additions and Remodeling for these days? What kinds of projects is Just Additions and Remodeling working on?
We're doing a lot of additions right now. We've got two big additions going on up in Somerville, and down here in Mount Pleasant, we got a house, an elevated house that we're finishing off the basement, which is a pretty large job, and we're in the midst of that. And, you know, kind of a few other things in between.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got bathrooms, we got kitchen remodels. But we're getting more and more of the larger additions are coming through today. Just seems like people are expanding more now. You know, everybody's feeling comfortable. The, you know, equity in the house is moving up. The, you know, price of houses is moving up. They're not afraid to spend now, it seems like.
You know, I've always heard, tell me if this is correct, that if you're going to remodel your house, try to add space onto your house, because, you know, if you take the square footage of your house and what your house is worth and divide that up, you have a cost per square foot. And so if you add on, you know, 500 square feet, 1,000 square feet to your house, theoretically you could take that cost per square foot and multiply it by the amount of square footage that you just added onto your house, and you just added that amount of value onto your property.
Right, exactly. But another thing, a lot of, you know, we've got a few clients that are, they're going to stay in their house till they die, basically. They don't care what they put into their house.
Mm-hmm.
They're just putting it in for themselves because they're going to live there forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are thinking of selling, you know, 5-10 years down the road, that is the kind of thing you want to think about. You don't want to overdo it.
What do you say to the homeowner that kind of sacrifices and lives in a house that really does need to be remodeled, and then when they get ready to sell, suddenly there's this flurry of activity and they're fixing up their house in order to sell it?
Well, you know, it's like anything. I mean, there's people out there that maintain their house meticulously all the time. There's people out there that don't. But it catches up with you. It does catch up with you when you do want to sell. You know, a little paint goes a long way. Just keeping a house painted, clean, neat, can go a long way to mm-hmm. selling a house. And it doesn't cost all that much money to do on a, you know, yearly basis or something, you know. But you know, the people that do take care of the houses, they sell.
Right.
They sell. They're not scrambling at that, you know, at the end and, you know, doing things to try to put it on the market, you know. So.
For people who really think of their property as an investment, my advice is, if you're going to be staying in your house a while, and it does need some work, do it now. And with the thought that, I'm going to enjoy the heck out of my house for the next 5 or 10 years, with this beautiful remodel that I've just had done, and know that I'm going to get my investment back when I go to sell it. You know, it's kind of like pay it up front, but you're going to get that money back when you go to sell it. So mm-hmm. Why not do it now, and you can enjoy all those years with your family in that beautiful new kitchen, the beautiful new bathroom, or the addition, or what have you. You're going to get that, you know, if not all of it, at least a big portion of that investment will come back to you when you go to sell your house.
Right, exactly. Exactly, I agree with you 100%.
Well, Richard, how can folks get more information about Just Additions and Remodeling?
Well, they can call us at 843-352-7341, or they can go to our website at justadditions.com, and they can see a sample of our work. We have a beautiful website. They can scroll through and see all the different things we do.
You got photos of your previous mm-hmm. projects?
Yeah, we got a extensive gallery on there.
Before and afters, that kind of
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
Good deal. What's the name of that website again?
Justadditions.com.
JustAdditions.com. Super. Well, we've been talking with Richard Reynolds with Just Additions and Remodeling. Thanks, Richard. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. And we're very proud to have Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, Charleston's only open-air home show, happening April 30th and May 1st. That's a Saturday and Sunday coming up. And now we're talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millworks. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Bob, take a moment and tell everybody about Southern Lumber and Millworks.
Well, Southern Lumber is, we're a family-owned company. We were established actually in 1941, so this is a pretty spectacular year for us as we celebrate our 75th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And so thank you. It's quite an achievement as companies come and go, and to see a company that has been around for quite some time. And again, we're family-owned, so we're not owned by some corporation, so the owners are actually here local, and so that's a big positive as well.
Why is that a positive?
Well, because, if we need a decision made, especially something that's happened locally, we just basically can talk to them and they're in the marketplace and they say, yeah, let's do it because, we see where that's a great benefit. Mm-hmm. Where you're dealing with the corporation, they may be literally states away. And so they're not really, they're not really connected with what the local environment's actually doing. So, yeah, that makes a big difference in terms of, decisions that need to be made. We value the relationships with customers, so they actually can meet the customers. Not in a corporate world, you're not really going to get to meet the owners or the executive board, whereas at Southern Lumber, you actually can meet the owners of the company.
Good deal. And, that's and the nice thing about that is all the money that, because Southern Lumber is a local company. When you make a purchase with Southern Lumber and Millwork, all those dollars are staying local.
Correct. Exactly. We support the local people here. Correct.
How many employees does Southern Lumber and Millwork have?
Gosh, we're at, when I came almost 7 years ago, we had about 60. We're at 93 employees today.
Wow. And all those folks, they all rely on the public here in Charleston for their living. So if you are going to remodel your house or build a new house, think about where you're going to be spending your dollars. And if you're able to choose a local company like Southern Lumber and Millwork, because those dollars that are spent here at Southern, when the Southern Lumber employees are paid, they're spending their money locally. It's all getting recirculated through the local market here in Charleston.
That is correct. Exactly. Everything goes back into the local market.
Well, what's new at Southern Lumber and Millwork? I'm seeing looks like some new construction going on at your place.
Yeah, that's been it's been a blessing and it's been a challenge. I'll kind of put it that way there. For quite some time, the Department of Transportation is actually putting in a new bridge that's connecting off of I-26, which will actually go to the port. Mm. As we see the growth of Charleston, with BMW has just announced over $2 million, cars. Volvo's kicking up here in a couple months, and the influx of new people every day. So they're actually putting a new bridge. Well, that actually affected Southern Lumber as to our location. They're actually taking a portion of our property. Well, with that means that we're losing some property and we had to do some realignment in terms of building. And one of the major, major things that came about was the shop that we'd had for all these years. We're actually the only local lumber company that actually has a millwork shop. And so where all the other companies that we compete with, the lumber yards, they have to buy that millwork somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And so so we actually have built a new state-of-the-art shop facility. It's been the good positive part to come out of this whole issue of having to build these new buildings. And, it's all air-conditioned, heated, and everything else in the hopper system. Everything to do in terms of turning that material and just having a good place to do it. Plus, we've obviously added some new machinery and those kind of things. But again, it's the portion that they're taking, the part that's been a little more difficult is parking. We've really kind of worked through a lot of that. The guys in the yard do a great job when people come in as far as making sure that they have adequate parking to get to for the customers and stuff like that. So, but the new shop is, can't say enough. It's a great place.
This is a new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility at Southern Lumber and Millwork.
That is correct. Exactly. We're in the final phases of this remodel, you know, from the DOT bridge issue, and the new actually, if you drove in there today, you see a group of buildings that we had there for all these years that is right now dirt, and so the new building will actually start going up about mid month in May. That'll be the final building that we'll actually go ahead and put up. And that particular building, actually, it's being designed obviously to warehouse, you know, lumber materials and that kind of stuff. But also in there is going to be a U-shaped facility to where customers can come in, pick up material, and drive around and drive back out.
Hmm.
So that's going to be a great place there. Plus, we're putting in office space right there. The operations will be right there as well.
Hmm. The old eminent domain.
The old eminent domain. It's interesting. When I first came to Southern 7 years ago, I started hearing about it, and you know, this process that we had to go through to make sure that, you know, what we were keeping and what we weren't keeping. Actually, from what I was told, the original plan from DOT literally took the bridge straight through the heart of Southern Lumber, and it had been gone. It had to move somewhere else, not gone, but we had to just move the whole facility. But this way here, we were able to stay where we've been at for all these years and just kind of rework some things.
Yeah, and Southern Lumber and Millwork, it's a great location, very, very central on Upper King Street. And no one at your place ever expected there to be a problem with outgrowing the space or anything like that, and then lo and behold, the Department of Transportation says we need your property.
Right. Well, had it been 20, 30 years ago, they could have planned a little bit more in terms of adding some more, you know, acreage or lots to whatever to expand, you know, to where what we were losing, we could have picked up somewhere else. But with the facility the way it is, most of that property all that property is pretty much, you know, owned by somebody else. So anyway, we're making do, and quite frankly, we're still growing like crazy. And with the addition, like I said earlier, with all the additional employees, and we're still maintaining, you know, the quality and the service of the product and what Southern's always been known for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes when you're forced to do something that you don't plan for or expect, it does create an opportunity to try something different. And it sounds like Southern Lumber and Millwork is making the best out of that situation. Bob, talk about the this is one of these new things that have grown out of the challenges that you're facing now, the contractor will call program.
Yeah, as you just said, that was one of the things that kind of came out, that here we have, you know, the parking issues and that we need to address. And so we came up with this program called the will call, where a contractor can actually call in, and within an hour his material's already been pulled. He can pull in the property, go ahead and load his materials. They, you know, obviously we load those materials for him. The ticket's right there. Never even really has to come inside. And so it really just gets them in and out of here. It helps them, and it helps us as well. So it's been a great benefit. We're probably hitting anywhere from 30 to 50 of those a day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone's familiar with the term will call. You go to a concert or something, and you walk right up to the window to get your tickets. And same kind of concept, except with lumber.
Correct. Yeah, most lumber yards, you're going to go in there and you're going to go up to the counter, order your stuff, and then walk back out there and then wait to get loaded and those kind of things. And all that's time.
Right.
And, of course, right now everybody's so busy that time is extremely valuable.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the builders are having to, you know, pull the lumber themselves or at least look at it as it's going on the truck, as it's being loaded on the truck and everything. So I'm sure that's a huge convenience to builders and remodeling companies. Talk about I understand that Southern Lumber and Millwork, you folks have got a new type of treated lumber.
Well, as you know, they've gone through several migrations of, you know, treatment on treated lumber over the years. And what the latest thing has been, we've actually switched all of our treated lumber over to what they call ground contact, meaning that before you could have treated material, but if it hit the ground, that stuff could actually gain moisture and really still rot. Where this material here is designed, you can take it to the ground and you're still fine. So it's far better, but we've switched all of our treated lumber to that, which I think is going to be a big advantage for, you know, the builders and the homeowners on the material that they get from Southern Lumber.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I had some work done in our house recently, and noticed that there was some treated lumber on the ground, and all of a sudden I noticed there were some termites that were eating the treated lumber. And they're not, termites are not supposed to eat treated lumber. They don't, I guess they don't like treated lumber, but it was directly on the ground. So the ground must have absorbed enough moisture to kind of neutralize the chemicals that are used to create the treated lumber.
Yeah, they love moisture. I'm not a pest control expert, but they absolutely love moisture. And just what you said, that treated lumber still absorbed that moisture and then started decaying.
Right.
So allowed them an opportunity to come in and start taking it away.
Right, right. So. Interesting. Well, Bob, you're kind of really, really helped Southern Lumber take a huge leap forward when it came to windows and doors. Talk about the type of windows and doors that Southern Lumber is known for.
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier, you know, the advantage of having a family-owned and local-owned company, and with the window department, that was a major deal. In 2009, when I came on board, it was the downturn of the economy, and quite frankly, lumber yards were actually cutting half their staff. Well, Southern Lumber had a vision. They needed the window department as the last area to complete a home. And so they decided to go ahead and create the window department. And, of course, I was able to come on board at that point. And so, again, they had a vision. Most people, again, weren't adding departments, adding additional cost. They were cutting costs so they could make it through. So, anyway, we began the window department and there, and we brought on Anderson as one of the window lines, and we already had Marvin there. And those are the two brands that we primarily, you know, sell out of there. And the Anderson and Marvin have been just, you know, really great supporters of what we do. Everything in 2014, we were actually Anderson's National Dealer of the Year. So we've literally grown, you know, window-wise. So from what I understand from the competitors and my vendors is that we've become one of the largest window departments in Charleston today.
Wow, that's great. Well, congratulations. I know you had a lot to do with that. Well, how can folks get more information about Southern Lumber and Millwork?
Well, again, we're located at 2031 King Street here in Charleston. Our number is 843-744-6281. You can also go on our webpage, which is www.southernlumbermillwork.com, and you can, you know, put a comment in there, get the information as far as specific areas that you'd like to talk to somebody on. Again, we do new construction, we do remodel, we do replacement, we have full estimating departments, we have counter personnel, that we have three guys in the counter that have been there well over 20 years. So we have the people in order to go ahead and support whatever, you know, the homeowner need is. And one of the things that's kind of unique about Southern Lumber that I like is that we pretty much cater to, again, the new construction remodel, but really we don't do any of the volume type customers. We strictly, you know, do the homeowner and the custom type business. Mm-hmm. So it's a big plus. But yeah, we'd love to, you know, assist anybody that has a need in the construction business.
New construction and remodel, and also very, very integral in providing materials for the historic homes in downtown Charleston.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, again, we were established in 1941, so we've obviously do a lot of that stuff downtown.
Right.
So.
Right. And I like to tell this story whenever I interview you, Bob. When I bought a house, my first house was built in 1912. I was looking to replace some molding and went to the big box stores, and everybody to a person said try Southern. And sure enough, Southern Lumber and Millwork had that older style of molding that I was looking for. So definitely, I want the public out there to definitely try Southern Lumber and Millwork.
Well, 75 years we have been established, you know, pretty well. And it's interesting you say that, because we also cut our own knives for those moldings and trims, and it's amazing how the guys that run that particular department, they can still pull the old files, the old knives for some of that stuff downtown. Mm-hmm. So 75 years is a long time, but again, it's not just been 75 years of, you know, doing, you know, just a little here, a little there. We've really been established, and again, I always like to point out the fact that we're really into quality and you know, customer service, which is, I think, is a big point.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Thanks so much, Bob.
All right, thanks, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.